Don't forget, you can donate a fiver to the hospice right here, right now. Text hospice, the word hospice, to 70707. The full £5 goes to the Northern Ireland Hospice. Here's another man who's involved in a bit of fundraising and awareness. Adrian Logan. Logie, good morning.
Hello?
Logie, I'm through to you. I know your phone is probably in some distant claim as we speak, but you're involved in it. You're involved in an initiative. I knew you wouldn't, but you got it wound up eventually. Listen, what are you doing? You're teaming up with a whole series of leading sportsmen, including Michael O'Neill.
Well, I tell you what it is. Wednesday evening, we're doing an evening with Michael O'Neill in the Wellington Park, and it's Eamon and Michael Mulley who are putting it together, and we decided that for basically the half time in the event, which will be a marvellous event for, you know, businesses and sporting people, you know, it's going to be a big crowd, that we're going to raise a few pounds for the hospice, which is obviously very dear to everyone's heart. Michael's delighted to be in any way involved with that, and hopefully we're going to get a few pounds, you know, much needed cash to go to the hospice. Frank, it's always a very worthy cause. People enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to the evening as well. And knowing the generosity, as you would know as well, you do many events for people here in Northern Ireland, that we'd hope to raise a few quid as well.
Well, this is what it's all about. We're also involved in a quiz ourselves on the Wednesday night. There's a lot happening to try and get this target of £1 million from U105 listeners. You know, you say you're having this evening with Michael O'Neill. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that we can keep Michael O'Neill, contracts and all, signed as the Northern Ireland manager. There's a demand for that boy.
Frank, would I tell you there's a demand for him, because he's a man at the very start, as you know, whenever he began his campaign as Northern Ireland manager, he couldn't win an argument. But yet with his meticulous planning and work ethic and the way he talks to the players as man management, he made Northern Ireland believe that they had something. And they have achieved a great deal, which is incredible, you know what I mean? And he's a great fellow to speak to. As you know, he's very humble, he's very down to earth. And I think he's instilled that sort of spirit into the team. Northern Ireland know they're not the best team in the world. He accepts that, they accept that. But the one thing they've got is great spirit, a bit like the fans. They never know when they're beaten and they keep on battling. And I just think, Michael, as you say, is in big demand. You know, any time there's a job goes anywhere in the Premiership or in the Championship, his name seems to be linked with it. So hopefully Northern Ireland will be able to keep him, because I think he's very special now. If you know, he's just a very special person, never mind as a manager. And of course, he's busy, Frank. I have to say, on Wednesday, he's very busy. I have to get a plug in for this, because Wednesday morning, Dungannon Enterprise Centre running an event with him, Tommy Bow, Peter Canavan and Wilma Stewart, a business leadership event in Dungannon. So I'd say the people of Dungannon are going to be delighted to listen to him. And then the people of Belfast that evening as well. And money going to the hospice, which is has to be a winner, Frank. Has to be a winner.
You mentioned the Dungannon Enterprise Centre. Is it a quarter of a century old? I it's no time for my cut the tape on that.
I know, Frank. I'm going back to close it. Yeah, 25 years, Frank. Yeah. It's been going for 25 years, and this is their big event, you know, that they have, the likes of those sporting personalities. And sporting personalities that Michael would be very attuned into, as would Tommy Bowen and the rest of the lads. Leadership qualities, you know what I mean? Can you bring leadership in sport? How can you translate that to your business? How do you work effectively as a team? What is good leadership? You know, how do you bring just exactly what Michael O'Neill has done? He brought these Northern Ireland lads with him. They buy into him, into his message. They take his message on board and they play as a result, Frank. So it's it's a big occasion for both. You know, I'm going to be a busy fella on Wednesday, but in great company, so it's hopefully going to be there. They're going to make life very easy for me, I hope.
You mentioned a lady there who's very much associated with golf in Northern Ireland, and last night McIlroy winning, what was it, $10 million. It's absolutely mind-blowing, that, isn't it?
Frank, he's nearly earning your wages when you think about it. You know, Wilma... Wilma is actually coming to our event in Dungannon, and then that's the following day. She's flying out to the States with an invitation from our Ryder Cup captain, Darren Clark, because she's very close with Darren up in Wildport Bush. So she's going to be there for that event too. And, you know, McIlroy's win, obviously forgetting the money, because golf is such a horrendous money when you think about it now, what people can earn. But it's a great boost for the European team. You know, they'll all arrive into the States. They'll be bouncing after McIlroy, showing the brilliance, you know, back to the form. And there's bound to be real rallying call for Darren Clark and the rest of the lads. The Ryder Cup, I would have thought a few weeks ago, if you'd have been asking me, I'd have said, maybe the Americans, you know, but I'm listening to a few of the things they're saying, and then I get McIlroy's victory in. The European team can do it again, Frank, and I would wish Darren all the very, very best, and hopefully he does.
I can't let you go without asking you about the curse of the West. Can Mayo do it at the weekend?
Frank, I'm not so sure. I don't think so. It was a marvellous occasion and a great event last week, and of course, the Down team of 1991, you would know all those lads. They were honoured at half-time in that particular game. Great to see some of those great Down sporting stars. I think Mayo had one chance at the ambush, I feel, and I feel that they left it behind them, and I don't think Dublin will be as bad again. I think Dublin are strong in all departments. So many of their players didn't play well in the day, and I do think that Dublin just might have too much. I think Mayo might have to wait another year, but if they can keep their heads, I think there's an All-Ireland in the team. I think they've got quality and they've got great belief in themselves. But I just think Dublin, Frank, they've just got that wee extra edge. It's a wee bit like Manchester City currently in the Premiership. You'd love that. And a wee bit maybe like Barcelona in Europe. They just have that wee bit extra. That's what I feel the Down have, or that the Dublin have.
Just noticing there a text coming through about your event with Peter Canavan. Peter Canavan's on it as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Peter
the event with Michael O'Neill and also Wilma.
There, yeah. And all these people, you know, the sport. These people, they all know each other, Frank. They like to listen to each other. They learn from each other. You know, everybody learns from each other, and that's why the likes of O'Neill and Tommy Bowe and Peter Canavan and Wilma, that's why they're successful, because they listen to other people.
Yes, but people are asking, can they still get tickets for it, briefly?
Oh,
can you still get tickets for that?
Yes, Frank, yeah, you can get tickets, as far as I'm aware, again, the Enterprise Centre. Just speak to them and you'll get tickets into that. It's up on the hill of the O'Neill.
Okay.
The council area up at the very, very top of the square in McGann, which is a fantastic setting, so I believe there are a few tickets left.
Okay, Logie, thank you very much indeed. This is
Frank,
the Frank Mitchell phone in
the
news after this.
Hi, I hope you get all the money you need for the hospice. I hope you get all the money you need and more for the hospice. All the very best. You are doing a great effort.
Logie, thank you. Thank you. Text the word hospice to 70707 to donate a fiver right now.